What do you do when you need to move to a new place to live, whether you're buying a new home, going to a new apartment, and you still have to run a business and show up online? So today's episode is really going to be about inside the mind of Celeste, the stylist, and it's just really going to be talking how I'm navigating as my life is in boxes during this time, some really helpful tips for you, a nice and quick little episode. So I did want to mention that Amy Porterfield is having a free class for her master. It's a free master class, how to like launch your own online course from start to finish in 5 streamlined steps. You can go ahead and sign up at celestastylist.com/masterclass or just click the link in the show notes. But with that, let's get started. So inside look into what my life is like right now. So I'm currently in the process of seeing where we're going to end up moving. We're either going to buy a house or we're going to end up renting somewhere here in my local town or maybe outside my local town, but in the same county. So right now my life is in limbo. That may sound chaotic AF. It's a little bit, but I'm starting to pack everything. And so at home, my life is literally in boxes. I'm downgrading my wardrobe because I need to put away shoes. And on top of that, I have a bridal expo this Sunday that I'm going to be doing locally. So there's lots of exciting things going on all at once. And it's a lot, as you can imagine. So it's been a lot of things. There's also something else going on in my personal side that I don't want to mention, but there's something also really like big and impactful that's going on next week for me personal life wise. So there's a lot of shit going on, okay? And I tend to swear, FYI, sorry if I didn't give you a forewarning. So how do you show up online when your life is chaotic like this, right? So that's why I inspired this episode. I wanted to share with you real authentic tips to help you through navigating seasons of life where everything seems like it's up in the air and your life may be literally in boxes. So first of all, like prepare with your schedule. So for me, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this week was going to be super chaotic AF into the middle of next week. So I plan to be out of work. I did that strategically. So I've been doing a lot of weddings and on-location events and hairstyling because I was planning for this little slow season, like which is like a couple of days, not even a week of off time. But it just has really, really helped me tremendously to be able to like relax and focus on what I need to get done at this time. So if you're able to plan ahead of it, take time off, do not feel guilty. Make yourself, you know, like available and put in your clients a week before and slowly put your clients back in the week after. So that's my biggest tip is slowly go back into work because things are going to happen, right? When you're in the move or life's happening or you're taking care of business in your personal life, unexpected situations are going to happen. So it's so important that you slowly go back into the groove of work if you're able to do so. I know that is something that I have a privilege to do so. Not everybody's able to do that, but I did want to share that helpful tip. So please take what resonates and is helpful. Leave the rest behind. Okay, tip number two. It's okay to get help. So I've literally had my kids and my husband helping me pack and things. And it has been awesome because I think as mothers, society put this pressure that we have to do everything ourselves. And that's not the reality of things. So we already hired somebody to help us with our move. If we end up buying our home, we have somebody planned to go paint our new place. If not, we still have somebody going to help us move to our new space. So either way, whatever life rolls at us and whatever the universe has my back, I am prepared. So prepare the best way that you can. And I do want to say, I know I may sound very calm in this episode. It has taken a lot of grounding work and mindset and talking to myself that I truly believe that whether you believe in God, the universe, energy, whatever you believe in, it has my best interest at heart. And I truly do believe that not everything happens for a reason, but I know that life is unfolding for my best potential self because I am going to the next level because I am, you know, in an abundant mindset because I know life is working for me and towards me to my growth that's going to decide to do the best thing for me. And worrying making myself sick with stress, being in a bad mood is not going to help anybody or anything. So that has been super helpful during this time. Find ways to calm down yourself and like really deal with the stress. For me, it has been a lot of walking, a lot of candle lighting. I use sage and Palo Santo. I grew up with Palo Santo. I come from my grandma, from my dad's side, my biological dad. She was actually like, you know, a native like India from Guatemala. So she's like a native tongue with native outfits. And they literally grew up in Covan, which is like in the jungle. So it's a lot of my culture like that. Palo Santo has a lot of meaning for me. It's not just like, oh, it's trending or it's cool or it's bad or whatever people decide. It's something that I grew up with. And it's very cleansing for me. And it's very rejuvenating for me. I also take showers with intent. So I want to share with you a really helpful tip that my therapist gave to me. Showers cleanses our body and our scalp. But have you ever used it to cleanse all the energy that no longer serves you or that's stressing you out? I do that with showers. So it has this cleansing energy. I imagine it's releasing all the negative things or all the stress in my life. So try to find your own therapy. Like we can always like, you know, therapeutic way of dealing with stress. It's not always through, sometimes it's therapy, sometimes it's through water or candle lighting or scents. You need to find what works best for you. I'm just sharing the tools that have worked for me. I really hope that really helps you. And lastly, let's talk about showing up online. Okay, Celeste, I get it. You gave me some life amazing tips. Awesome. But how the heck do you show up online? If you follow me on social, you'll notice something. I'm about to post today and I probably won't post for for another week. So I'm only posting once every 7 days right now. Where energy is at is what grows. So where are you putting your energy at? Right now, my energy is getting my family into our home, into our new space, and focus on other things in my business. Right now, my life revolves around my family, and this is a moment in time where I'm not focused on my followers. I am focused about replying to emails, but that's about it. Replying to my clients, taking care of my clients' needs, but not growing new clients. And I know that may sound counterintuitive, Celeste, you're taking like time off social to take care of your life. Yeah, I am. I'm still posting once a week. So if people know, hey, she's still active. I'm still showing up on my stories as much as I can throughout the week so people know I'm still there. And it's just really helpful and it keeps me at peace of mind. What you focus on grows. If I was right now through all this life, right? Imagine your life going through a change and you're focusing on trying to deal with your life and also go on social and also your business. You're putting your attention in so many places. You're diluting your energy. Why not take a break in what can hold? Social media is just a tool, okay? I have Pinterest. Pinterest is not social media. It's a search engine. I already have my strategy there. I have my email list that can work by itself. I have courses that work by themselves. I do market them, but right now I can take a pause from those areas of my life. I can take a pause from marketing online, right? I'm doing an in-person event on Sunday. I want my energy there. I want to be in a good headspace, in a good energetic space as well. So I am guarding my energy. And I really want to share that with you, that social media is just a tool. So if life is happening right now and you need to show up less to take care of yourself and your life, do so. Don't feel guilty over it. There's nothing wrong with you. Your business is not going to fall apart. We get to take breaks. We get to decide where our energy goes and flows. And for me, this seems right to me. And it's how I deal with chaos in my life. This is not the first time this has happened. So I just really wanted to help you that if you're going through a move, if you are going through a really big, huge life event and you need to take time off, whether it's social or rearrange your schedule, you're human. You get to do so and your business will not suffer. Through this time of slowing down, I am an affiliate, so I promote Amy. It does not cost anybody an additional dollar if you sign up through any of my links or you just get her free content. Super amazing. There's so much actionable steps that you get from it. You don't even have to buy anything from her. Literally, you can just go get her freebies and like from my links and you get so much value. But she shared me. I had no idea she was going to share me in the boot camp. She shared my story in the boot camp. She shared me in her DCA as well. She shared me through different things, and I really appreciate that, because that's what I mean. Sometimes the universe, like, I know the universe has my back and it's working in its old ways. I'm still getting referrals. I'm still getting inquiries for weddings. I'm still taking care of my clients for hair color and hair cutting. So my whole life is still revolving. I'm just deciding that most of my energy right now is going towards my move. And that means that I don't have time to show up as consistently as I usually do per week on my social media. And I don't have time to do super elaborate video podcast episodes at this moment. But I get to show up today through my iPhone, sharing a message that you can do hard things and that we get to choose where our energy flows. And where our energy goes is what will grow. So where is your energy at right now? Because right now I feel very at peace. I know this episode might be a little like triggering for some of you. Like, how the heck can Celeste have her boxes, her life boxed up and not know where she's going to move? And right now she's in limbo mode. Because I trust the universe. I trust like the whole universe and my energy and my life goes as it's supposed to. And if I was stressing the F out over like, where am I going to live? And where am I going to end up going? And is that transaction going to go through? And stressing about packing, that's not going to help me. That's not going to change that. Right now, I need to wait. And in the next 48 hours, I'll know exactly where I'm going to go live at. And I'm super excited to start in a new space that I get to decorate and make my home. And it's bigger for my kids. It's bigger for me. And it's just amazing, right? So I am choosing to not be like delusional and super optimistic, like, you know, toxic positivity, like it's all going to be great. I'm like, okay, like this kind of sucks. I don't like knowing where I'm going, not going, but you know what? It's okay. It's going to work out and I can only focus on what I can do. So I invite you in today's episode to focus on what you can do today, and that will grow. That will help you find serenity. And you are not alone. If your life is in boxes, if you're about to move, if a big life transition is happening, just know that you're not alone. I'm there alongside you. Maybe it looks a little different for me than it does for you. But I want you to know that we can do things. We can do a lot of things all at once. It just requires a lot of serenity and surrendering. The biggest life lesson in business that I have learned is that you need to surrender in order to grow. That doesn't mean complacent. That doesn't mean don't do work. It just means that sometimes things are going to be outside of our control. And what we always have control over is what we think. What we always have control over is our actions. And we always have control of our own energy, what we're putting all of our attention and work into. And a little bit of release and just focusing on what matters is helping me show up consistently. I've been doing this for the past month, so you can go to Celeste the Stylist on Instagram to kind of check out how is Celeste showing up right now during this chaotic time. You can literally see what I'm doing. I'm sharing behind the scenes on my stories, and it's just been really awesome. So I hope you had a valuable takeaway from this episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're wanting to create a course and you really want just some free steps, if you're like, oh, Celeste, I don't want to buy anything, don't buy anything. But go take those actionable steps that she's giving you, because I know this week is her master classes. And after that, like, she'll be selling her course, you know, being transparent. And if you don't want to, it doesn't matter. Like, just with the actionable steps that she gives you, you'll get so much more clarity on how to start and finish your online course in 5 streamlined steps. I will see you back here on the episode next week. So much love and gratitude for listening, that you take the time to tune in here. Make sure that you give us that follow button or that rating. I will see you back here next week on the podcast. Bye, love.